Good morning. We're continuing Chayyim Hilchos Shabbos. We're learning Klal Chaf, Halachos Bishul, Siman Yud Aleph. And the Chayyim introduced this idea that putting something in a place where it may come to Bishul, even though that's not the person's intent, that should come to Bishul. Because I'll answer that, because if you leave it there for too long, it'll reach the state of Bishul. Even though you're planning to remove it before that, that's not sufficient. We're not going to allow that. Now the Chayyim says, but if you put it there, in a place where even if it stays there for a prolonged period of time, it will never reach Yad Tzeledes, but it will never reach Bishul. So that to putting it that there is not going to be problematic, because you're not trying to cook it and you can't cook it. Avol Mutr Lahamid Afilo Kineged Madura Shanachri Hidlik Bishul Atzmai. You can put a pot near a fire which the non-Jew made for himself. So there's no problem benefiting from this heat because it was non-Jew made it for himself. Or he made the fire for the Jew, but it was because of the cold, which again is mutter. She allowed to benefit from that act. So the act of lighting this fire was mutter. If you would ask a non-Jew to make a fire, not for, under these circumstances, he'd be making a fire for a Jew, not in the form of heter, then you cannot benefit from that heat. But in a case where it's mutter for him to do it, either the guy did it for himself, so that's mutter, or alternatively, he did it for the Jew in a case where there was a concern for cult. So a Jew was allowed to benefit from that heat. He could put the pot in that place. Or you have hataner. The oven was going from before Shabbos, and it started to cool down. The fire was going out, so it reached a stage that even if it stays there for a long time, it will not reach the stage of Bishul of Yad Tzeledes Bo. So one is allowed to put it there to for the purpose of heating it up to not Yad Tzeledes Bo. Okay, now. So that's a scenario where the item is either raw or it was fully cooked, but it had cooled off to room temperature, and therefore there's a problem of Bishul. It's considered Bishul to reheat it. The person cannot put it in a place where it will reheat to the point of Yad Tzeledes Bo. excuse me. He cannot reheat it to a point where the temporary Yad Tzeledes Bo, but if he puts it in a place where it will not reach Yad Tzeledes Bo, it's going to be mutter. And the next point, the Chayyim deals with a situation where there's not a problem of Bishul. Either it's a fully cooked item, and either it's still hot, or it's still warm, or it's Dabar Yavesh, which even if it's cooled by Dabar Yavesh, we hold in Bishul Acher Bishul. The whole discussion of the Bishul Acher Bishul applies to a liquid which is cooled, but a solid which has cooled is not a problem of Bishul to reheat it. That being said, we still have the rules of Chazorah. So the Chayyim is going to touch upon the points which you mentioned before of how do we do a heter act of that's not considered Nesina L'chadkila, which is also, it's going to be mutter, even though it's not a Chazorah situation. Normally, you're only allowed to return it. You can't put it in the chadkila, but we gave some heterim. So the Chayyim is going to mention those heterim, where since you've solved the Bishul problem, the only issue is this is the Rabbanan of Nesina L'chadkila. That's going to be mutter if you do it properly. You have a pot, different types of pots, which are on the fire. And mutter litalea, Michael calls manshal nistanin, you want to put on top of this pot, which is has food in it, you want to put something there, which will get to the Yad Tzeledes Bo, but it is either a Dabar Yavesh, it's a solid, so it's not a problem of Bishul to reheat it if it's fully cooked. It's a fully cooked solid, so reheating a fully cooked solid is not a problem. And if it's a liquid, it's going to be mutter if the item has not cooled off. In other words, it's less than Yad Tzeledes Bo, so you're heating it to Yad Tzeledes Bo. but it's considered, people still look at it as being hot. It's not nitzan in the gamri. The kibin that karmav sekis dinoy kineged hamadura. Having the pot in between is the equivalent of putting it not adjacent to the fire. So we said the heter, if you put it far away from the fire, it's not considered nesina. And if a person puts it on top of this pot which has food in it, it's not considered putting it on the fire, which goes under the rules of nesina l'chathkila and chazara. So that's the point. Now, then he says the third example, which we mentioned before, which he will say, we'll cover the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.